When we asked that question before, you said we're talking about you and your own, has affected you as possible political future. Are you committed to spending the rest of your career as federal judge?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, sir. I wouldn't touch your politics with a stick.
When you go out of state, particularly out of the South, on either judicial conferences or occasional cases and so forth, do you get many questions? I mean, is there much interest in what goes on down here and the effect of your decisions and this sort of thing?
Other federal judges?
Sure. Yes.
You mentioned
but, as I said a while ago, there isn't, and this is understandable, there isn't an awareness and appreciation of the scope of these things. Not only by the federal judges, by, say, the administrative office that keeps statistics and computes workload of judges. They'll give a regular run-of-the-mill civil action for damages the same weight that they'll give a reapportionment case. And you may spend 6 months on a reapportionment case, and you spend a maximum of 6 or 8 hours on a civil action for damages. So there isn't an appreciation and awareness of the scope of the work or the extent of the workload in this area of civil rights and human rights. You never get rid of one of these cases. You have to monitor it, you have to check it, you have to make certain that it's implemented. You may close it for record-keeping purposes, but it's still open. I have a Montgomery recreation case that's still, I have a hearing set in it, and it was filed 12 years ago. But there's still facets of it that need implementation.
How do you evaluate the quality of reporting, newspaper and television reporting of federal court decisions in this area?
In this area?
Yes.
Very good.
You been any major shortcomings?
You have some good reporters that understand court procedures. They understand the legal issues involved. They're able to read what the court writes and pick out that part of it that's germane to their article and present it fairly and intelligently. Ray Jenkins is outstanding in that area.
How have you been treated editorially in the last 20 years?
Well, at home, just like everything else. If your editor likes it, he thinks you're a great judge, and he'll write a beautiful editorial. If he doesn't like it, he'll write one the effect of which is you don't know one end of a law book from the other. In the main, editorially, I've been treated very, very well. Very, very well. Some exceptions to that.
We in this city or statewide?
Statewide. Regionally wide. And half a dozen editorials the last month, I guess, from papers ranging from Atlanta, Ozark, Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, all of them very complimentary for one reason or another. But I've had some bad ones, too.
But overall, you think the quality is high?
Yes. I sure do. I sure do. They have to move in a hurry. They can't move like we can. We can take the case under submission and bring it back here and study it and fool around with it. They have a deadline. They go to press at 11 o'clock. I think they'd do a magnificent job considering the pressure that they work under. I wouldn't have any criticism of the press and reporting court decisions.
And that doesn't mean they haven't gotten some of them garbled and made some mistakes, but...
anything that you suggest to improve it?
To improve it? Well, instead of sending some kid just out of the university that's never been in the courtroom before to report on federal court decisions, maybe they ought to let them serve some apprenticeship and come to court for a while and read some decisions or something like that. That has to do with available resources and manpower, I guess. The only bad reporting we've had has come from inexperienced young men, young women that have just been hired, graduated with a degree in journalism, and they say, go to federal court, that's your beat now. Well, that's pretty hard. That would be the only suggestion I have. And I found this, too, along that same line, that there's very little now. There used to be a good bit, but I'm talking about the main papers. I'm not talking about some weeklies that have access to grind. There's very little editorializing on their news pages, very little. It's an exception if you find it. We have two good papers here, or one good paper, Birmingham News and the Post Herald have always been fair as far as this court's concerned. Editorial in one of them about 6 weeks ago, very complimentary. News, I guess. Multi-weekly papers. So I don't have any gripe as far as the papers are concerned.
You have anything else?
No.
Is this something we should have asked you that we did not?
No, not that I know of. Well, I've enjoyed talking with you.
Oh, we appreciate the opportunity.
Some areas that I like Gunnar Wallace's personality and how he feels and what I think about him personally and all of that, it's just not appropriate to discuss at all. I just wouldn't do it. Never have and don't intend to.
End interview with Judge Frank Johnson. No more transcription. This tape.